Okay, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. Always a compelling guest when Steve Bortstein of Fox Sports is along with us. And so, really, when you talk about USC, it might just behoove them to match last year's 10-win season. Is that realistic?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I still think it's realistic. I think there's two more games on their schedule that they need to be really concerned about, and those come at the end of the year. Remember, they don't play Oregon this year. If they do play Oregon, it would be in the Pac-12 championship game. I think if they can bounce back after this loss, again, they've got the bye week here, so that comes along at a very good time. Nurse those wounds a little bit, you know, get healed up from the Boston College loss there. Come back strong against Oregon State this next weekend. Come back strong. They're both home games, Oregon State and then Arizona State. They're both home games. Beyond that, I think everything is okay until they have to play UCLA and Notre Dame. I think those are the two other most pivotal games there. But if they can win both of them, look, it's an 11-1 season at that point. And then, you know, if things do go a certain way, then, yeah, they play for the Pac-12 championship. If they can beat Oregon, you know, maybe Oregon loses the game somewhere along the line. But right now, as things go, they would have to go to Oregon to play the Pac-12 championship. That's never a good thing to do. I just don't see them beating Oregon under any circumstances right now to get into that discussion for the top four.
I know you've mentioned several times UCLA, but I also want to get your thoughts just overall on the Pac-12 conference. I mean, will a Pac-12 team win a national championship perhaps this year?
Wow, that's a tall order. I mean, yeah,
Oregon.
I mean, if it's Oregon,
okay.
I mean, that's the only one. That would be the only one. I can't see anyone else competing for the national championship. But if we're talking about Oregon, then yeah, if they remain doing what they're doing right now, they're definitely the ones. I mean, that would be the best bet there for the Pac-12 conference. I don't think the Big Ten is going to wind up in the Final Four unless Michigan State runs the table the rest of the way and the voters kind of forgive them, you know, for their loss to Oregon earlier this season. Otherwise, I think that takes one major power conference out of play here. So, yeah, I think Oregon's definitely the one. I think then you look at Alabama, you look at Florida State, if they run the table here. So, but, yeah, Oregon's clearly in the mix for a national championship. And personally, as a Pac-12 guy, I would love that just because, you know, I'm not a fan of Oregon, but I would love it just because it would quiet down the SEC temperament a little bit.
Well, and also about the Heisman, you know, Oregon's Marcus Mariota. I mean, he could win the Heisman. I mean, UCLA, Brett Hundley, I mean, a lot of folks have been talking about him, but obviously with his injury.
Right, and the Hundley injury is going to hurt that.
Of course.
I refuse, personally, to even think about Heisman trophies in the third week of September. And I get so infuriated when I watch games on television and they start showing me Heisman watches, you know, halfway through the first game of the season 2 weeks ago. Heisman Trophy will take care of itself in due time. I personally don't care for the Heisman Trophy discussion this early in the season. I think we'll find out a lot more about the Heisman Trophy once we start getting into, you know, October and November, and, you know, that's there's time for that discussion. But I guess Marcus Mariota is one of the guys. I guess Jameis Winston could be one of the guys if he learns to keep his mouth shut. But as far as Heisman talk, I don't even worry about that until November.
Okay, what's your confidence level on UCLA? A bit of a surprise, 3-0, but they have had some uneven play.
Well, and uneven play is the word. I think a lot will depend on the health of health of Brett Hundley. If he's healthy to come back this weekend, then they're a definite contender, obviously, for something big down the road. But I'm not sold on UCLA. Again, they're a one-trick pony. It's Brett Hundley. As long as he's healthy, they're fine. Defensively, they're average. They showed that against a Texas team that a week earlier, Texas got their brains beat in by BYU. They were terrible in that game. So, and they haven't been consistent yet this year. They haven't shown me four quarters of football yet that would put them on a national playing field right now. So I'm not really oversold yet on UCLA. I think they've got a lot of work to do. Stanford's going to bounce back. Stanford's not finished with their season by any stretch of the imagination, even though losing to USC was obviously a tough loss. But David Shaw is a very, very good football coach, and they're still going to be heard from in that Pac-12.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports. And, Steve, it's interesting because when we're talking about UCLA, still so many questions about the status, what's going to happen with the star quarterback in Brett Hundley. But what about Rick Neuheisel's son, Jerry, comes in and saves the day and is named the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week? I mean, that's a really cool story.
Well, it's a great story, no question about it. And he did a great job filling in there. And obviously the Neuheisel story Don't forget, he came in as a walk-on, Jerry did, when his father was the coach there. And, you know, they never really expected him to get that much playing time. So the fact that he did was the fact that he did come in, the fact that he performed as well as he did. He was, he came in and threw two touchdowns in that game.
That's right.
So it was a great performance for him. And clearly, you know, that's a big game for him. And if he has to go again this weekend, again, it's going to be up against Arizona State. That's an awfully tall order there against an Arizona State team that's really good.
Yeah, Jerry Neuheisel, redshirt sophomore, throwing that 33-yard touchdown to Jordan Payton with 3 minutes left. You just have to wonder, I don't know if you saw any of the photos or were watching the reaction of his dad, Rick Neuheisel. Of course, he was fired from UCLA in 2011. I mean, it was just really captivating to watch, just, you know, seeing how proud he was of his son and just how he was responding.
Absolutely. You know, that's an awfully difficult road trip at Arizona State. That'll be a tough road trip. But then beyond that, like I said, then they've got the Utah game. They better hope that Brett Hundley's 100%. Then the week after that, they're going to be home against Oregon, the number two team in the country right now. So, you know, they need Brett Hundley back as quickly as possible. You know, my major problem with the UCLA right now is just from a defensive standpoint, I'm just not convinced right now that defense is their thing right now. I think that's one of their major areas of concern. I think that's going to be something they're going to have to address before that game next Thursday on the road at Arizona State.
Okay, let's move ahead. The Oregon Ducks, they are 3-0, and obviously we've already highlighted them. They're in the talk for the hunt for the national championship. So much focus has been on what they do and their ability to produce points offensively. But what about defensively? I mean, they've only allowed 54 points this season, and a big chunk of those were against Michigan State.
Yeah, and defensively is where I think they've improved. Defensively is where I think this is where I'm seeing something really different from this Oregon team. It can be said that in years past, it was just their team speed that was so dominant about Oregon in years past. But it was always their inability to hold on to big leads. It was their always inability to, you know, to not give up a lot of points. But, you know, you mentioned the game against Michigan State. Other than that, I mean, obviously, you know, a little bit of a lack of competition in South Dakota and Wyoming. But they only gave up 13 points and 14 points to those teams, respectively. I think they're going to show me a little bit more of that this weekend against Washington State. I don't see Washington State being able to put up that many points to this Oregon team, and I think that's the difference here. The difference with this Oregon team is, from a defensive standpoint, I think they're so much better than they've been in years past. And I think we're going to see that this weekend against Washington State. I just think you're going to see an Oregon team that's going to come out and play some very solid defense. I like what I'm seeing from Oregon from that standpoint. And again, Marcus Mariota, he's been very, very good. He's making smart decisions. He's not trying to rush things. I think he's starting to see the game better. And that's a sign of maturity for this quarterback. And once he starts seeing the game better, I think he'd make better decisions. I think they're going to roll over Washington State. I think you're going to see what this defense is really made of.
You talk so much and highlight the defense, but offensively, I've got some question marks in terms of their offensive line because they've had to battle through a number of injuries. Steve Wharton, I cannot believe it. Time has flown by. I could do another full segment with you, but we promise to extend the invitation again. We definitely love having you on. You're a wonderful guest. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR. You join us online at Twitter, @EU Radio Sports. We will be right back.